For me, it kind of like made the program feel a little bit more like a production. Like I took it apart a little more just because, oh, they stick my song in there. Oh, they stick that person's song in there.
For singer-songwriter Katie Herzig, having a song on Grey's Anatomy was a bit like revealing the man behind the curtain. But the real side of TV magic helped her take a big solo step forward. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Katie Herzig spent 8 years fronting the Colorado-based group Newcomers Home, releasing 4 records and earning a diehard legion of fans. But like a lot of college bands, those years led to people heading in different directions. For Katie, the breakup meant less band, but more freedom in taking on the instruments herself, sometimes more quietly with just voice and guitar, and on other songs, adding drums and electronics. The album Weightless brings her 2 homegrown records into a solo career, with a 3rd on the way and a list of songs on the small screen. And during a stop at FUV, Claudia Marshall asked where this big little voice has been.
I've been hiding.
Nobody's ever heard of you.
I know. Well,
it's changing. That's changing.
It's fun because it's slowly changing. But yeah, I was in a band for a long time, and now I'm doing my solo thing, and that's kind of...
There's no faster way to obscurity than being a member of the band. Note to self.
Then I figured I could,
I'm being facetious, but seriously, you're a newcomer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to most of our listeners probably, where have you been hiding yourself?
In Boulder, Colorado.
That's where you're from.
I was there. Yeah, I grew up in Fort Collins, Colorado. Went to college in Boulder and was in a band there.
And then you went to Tennessee for a while.
Yeah, moved to Nashville.
And that seemed like a good idea because...
I had been there before, made great friends. There's some really great musicians there that I wanted to kind of be a part of that community of art. We're entertainers living in a scene where nobody slows down. Busy making little pieces and the things are dead to make a sound. Fall like an angel, try like a fool and dare to walk away. Well, each of us has got a little Charlie Chaplin inside of us saying, hey, fellas, why don't we go? The movies are silent and life is as big as a stage.
I want to talk a little bit about your vocal style. You have kind of a quavery vibrato, and it's certainly your own. Did you have a vocal model, someone who sang like that you said, boy, I want to sound like her?
I think it kind of evolved as my taste changed throughout the years. And I came from a classical place, so I used to take classical voice lessons
really?
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then being in a band and having to learn how to belt and stuff like that to kind of stay out there. And then I think after the band, I really celebrated really quiet songs and really slow and all these things. Sean Colvin was my first really favorite artist, I think. And then it just changed. But I think, it's funny to go back and listen to how my voice has changed. And I'm sure it'll kind of continue to.
Life is in boxes in back of our car. Driving around with the dreams in a jar. And it's all right here. I'll feed you raw.
Live music from Katie Herzig and a song called Sweeter Than This. Hear the complete interview, performance, and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.